Simply Done, the podcast network.
You know what?
I mean, Vince, like, get the fuck back to where you're supposed to be.
What I want
to
do. What I
get out of
do.
Here, Vince. You were terrible last week, and we don't need you even in the studio.
Across 110th Street. That's a song about heroin. Or you know what they call it up there? Heron. Heron, like a... Hey, Scaremaster!
What's going on?
What's up, duder? Heron, you know that? You know Heron?
Turn on the Elvis lights, please.
He just turned the Elvis lights on and listened to the music that just started.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don the Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don Barris.
Hey, everybody. It's Mole drinking a delicious Coca-Cola Zero. Coca-Cola Zero tastes more like real Coke.
And
Scary Perry.
Together, we are the
Big Three.
Well, we've got quite a show for you today.
We do, right?
I'll tell you this. You don't know this yet, Mole, but they may even tug on your heartstrings a little bit. But before we get to that, I would like to know this. Last week, in the middle of the show, you received a call from Quincy.
John Quincy Adams?
Right.
The producer of our cult hit film, Windy City Heat?
We're just talking. You're not announcing it. Yes, but the same person.
I'm just trying to clue people in. New listeners.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that. Anyway, you left, and I think you owe Perry and I an explanation. Even though Perry was late last week and embarrassed the hell out of everybody, you also weren't right.
Yeah, here's what happened. John Quincy Adams called and he talked to us, and at some point he said some kind of trigger phrase that made me black out and that he implanted in me at an earlier time that made me go to him to help him out with something that he wanted me to do.
Okay, and what was that?
I had to help him put on his skinny jeans because he wanted to go to the rock show.
Seriously, and that's why you left?
It takes like two or three people. You got to bounce him into him.
He went to the K-Rock Acoustic Christmas, and you had to help him into his skinny jeans.
That's right. But don't tell him I told you because I think I wasn't supposed to snitch on him.
All right, well, I won't say anything.
Mole? Across 110th Street.
Mole.
To Bobby Womack.
Yeah, I know. All right. I guess we're going to have to buy that explanation. I don't think it's a very good one. And please, never, ever leave like that again. Okay, Mole? Make that promise to me. But right now, it's time once again for our Cookie Caramello update.
We haven't done this in a while. Drum roll! Now, how's he doing?
Now, if you're not familiar with Sonny Cookie Caramello, that's Perry's father.
American hero, naval officer, cook.
He was a cook in the Navy, and he served tours of duty in not only World War II, but...
the Korean War.
Absolutely.
And also...
What was he a leader in the fight
against?
And also
against? In the storage wars.
No, that's not true. You're making a joke there. What was he the leader in the long fight?
Don't ask, don't tell policy. And right. Also... He invented the cookie caramel cookie, which became the one of the biggest selling cookies in San Francisco.
Okay.
Then, on February 6th, doctors felt that his health was to the point where they pulled the plug.
And he's doing great, and Scaremaster bought him some new eyes.
Well, that
and
was
tell
before.
You what, all right,
all right, more,
can
more,
say
more.
One thing.
All right.
Let me say one thing about the eyes. Perry invested in the future with his dad, Cookie's eyes, knowing that his dad was going to use those eyes and see the future for a long, long time. Anyway, how's Cookie doing? Drum roll!
We're in the middle of the drum roll. Can I Perry, let me say this. A lot of people, including the bosses upstairs, started thinking Cookie was faking this sickness just so he could get on the show and get mentioned.
Faking?
Okay, Perry, just for a second. Anyway, the other day, I woke up and I received a message from Perry. Would you play that message for us, please?
Hey, Donnie boy, it's your best Scaremaster of Scaremasters, Scary Perry. Hey, here's the phone call. It's 12-12-12. I was called, it's 9:09 in the morning right now. I was called about an hour and a half ago by my stepmom, My father has passed away at 6:52 this morning in his sleep. Yeah, he had Kennedy disease on his feet, and he finally kicked the bucket at 6:52 a.m. on 12/12/12. Thank you. Bye.
Sonny Cookie Caramello, dead at 85. Dog bless you.
Wait a second. First off, you better tell me you're not screwing with us right now, Scare Master. This isn't one of your sick jokes, man. Like, you went in the mental hospital for 2 weeks. Are you telling the truth? Because you said he had a foot disease, and then you said he kicked the bucket. Now can he kick the bucket?
He had Kennedy feet.
He had Kennedy disease.
He's got Ted Kennedy disease?
My feet are really sore.
The last 3 to 7 days.
What was that? What is Kennedy? Are you okay?
It's Mo, where the blood...
Hold on. Mo, are you all right?
No.
There's some tissues right
it's
over
where
there.
It's where people that have diabetes and stuff, that their feet start swelling and stuff, and they get moles and boils on their feet.
Moles!
Is that moles? And it'll... Don, look at me.
I'm listening.
And what it'll do is it will... totally cut off the blood circulation.
Oh my God.
So I'm glad my father was sleeping when he passed.
That's the way to go. Mo, are you okay?
No.
Mo.
No.
Calm down, Mo.
You never met this man. Why are you so
Cookie's back in here?
Thank you.
Well, if it means anything, I'm very sorry.
I bet that's very appreciative.
I really mean that from the bottom of my heart.
I appreciate
that. And it's not anything to joke about. And is there a memory of your father that you have that comes to mind?
God.
Like something.
It's a memory of my dad.
Cookie Peppery.
I wasn't with him all my life because my parents split up.
Right.
But there's a lot of times that I've been together with him. I mean... times at the house and
so you were in the house with him before.
What?
You were in the house with him before.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
The house is down the street.
Yeah, but any like memories of Christmas or maybe
Christmas time
comes to mind.
In Chicago when he flew me back when I was when I first moved to Palm Springs.
Where's he gonna be buried?
What?
Where's he gonna be buried? At sea?
No. Cremated.
What?
Where?
Cremated in Leander, Texas.
So are you going to go to Texas?
My stepmom says there's no need. No need to go back.
That's beautiful.
She's doing it very inexpensive and...
Mole.
Stop crying.
You're not going to make me stop crying. You're an American hero, okay? You're not going to.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. So you know what? Forget it, man.
Forget what?
You're not going to... Listen, we got to go there right now. We got to bring back to life something.
Mole.
We can get a zombie virus or something.
Now what
happens? He'll be resurrected in the new system.
What?
Okay.
Whoa, what?
In God's new system.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's going to happen with the eyes? Are you going to be able to get those back?
I only got to use the eyes.
Just give
the eyes to somebody else.
I'm just wondering.
Give the eyes to somebody else.
Sell them. Sell Cookie's eyes.
He's being cremated.
Well, we've got a show to do, and I feel very bad, and I hope everything's okay, and I hope you're handling it. I hope your whole family. Now, will this bring you and your brother closer together, even though
Kenny?
Yeah.
I told my niece, I told my nephew.
Oh, God, you told your niece.
My
Did
daughter.
Did you call your brothers? Did you make up with Brian over this?
Make up with Brian?
Did you
Brian?
Make up with Brian? Did you guys get
What's
together?
There to make up with Brian
your
for?
Daddy,
that motherfucker. That
is God.
That motherfucker
that
owes
is
me
God.
Money.
That is God.
Mole, you're taking this a lot harder than
why,
I
Why are you taking it hard?
I think he looks at Cookie as an American hero.
Well,
which
yeah,
he was.
Thank
which
you.
He was.
Thank you, yeah. I
you know,
listen, you
that.
Two heartless sons of bees.
Heartless?
Yeah. I'll tell you something. That's a man who meant something to me.
All right, nobody's... Why are we heartless?
Because you're not sobbing like lunatics like me.
Well, maybe we've already known about this. I've known for a few days.
Oh, you're right.
I've known for 10 months that he should have passed away.
Oh, you wanted him to die?
Not that I wanted him to die. I wanted him out of pain, okay? Because he's been in pain for a long time.
Well, then why the eyes? Why the eyes? To make him see how much pain he's in?
Not to
you
see how much...
sick, sadistic
hey,
son
you
of
fucking
a
low life. Not to see how much pain he's in, so he can see.
Wait a
so
second.
So he can see the fucking TV set.
You know what would be great? And I'm just saying this.
Telephone.
This is an idea. You don't have to take it. I would try to get those eyes. Maybe make them so... You know how
shut
they,
up.
I'll buy the eyes from you.
I don't know what's going on with the...
Could you find out from your family how much the eyes would be before they cremate them?
No.
Mole, are you serious about buying his eyes?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen.
All right.
It's not going
to
happen.
All right, well, we've got a show to do, and we got to get to that. And what we're going to move on to is something that's somewhat of the fan favorite. It's where they can get involved. Now, this week, you can't get involved with your cookie condolences, but you can send them in this week, and... Next week, we'll read them during our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the show before, the $10 shout-out is where you, the listener, you can get in touch with us and tell us what's on your mind. Now, the way you do this, you write a very short, maybe a paragraph in a letter form, and you send that letter along with $10, and that's $10 cash. No checks, no money orders, that's straight cash, homie, and you send it to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
And he's got to blow his nose while you're doing it.
What? Perry, this isn't funny.
No, I'm laughing at
the... An American hero passed away.
I'm laughing at the way this guy's blowing his nose.
But an American hero passed away.
I know, and thank you, you guys. Right. I appreciate it. And Mole, I thank you for being so affectionate over my father's... passing.
All right, let's get to this. We're in the $10 shout out. We had time to talk about your dad.
Okay.
We've moved on. Please.
$10 shout out.
Dear Big Three, I'm a huge fan of the show and was thrilled when a few weeks ago I heard the name of my establishment mentioned on your show.
Is what the Hawk?
No, he is the owner of the Manhole in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, dude.
Okay, let me read on. And ever since you mentioned it on the show, my business has taken off. As a thanks for the increased business, I have created the Randy Callahan booth. That's right front and center, and it's called the best spot in the house. In addition to the Callahan booth, every Wednesday is Perry Caravello night, where the boys that dance on stage collect all their singles and their fanny packs. Then, at the end of the evening, they donate everything they've earned to HIV/AIDS research, and they put it in Pilo's honor.
Oh, brother.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, but they're going around a Callahan booth and they're throwing my name in there with the flaming faggot.
Well, it's a Perry Caravello night. The whole night's dedicated.
But
to
they're
you.
But it sounds like they're.
All they do is they dance up on stage.
Is
and
it
people
a men's
throw,
club or?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
But they do donate all the money that they collect into a fanny pack, and they give it for HIV/AIDS research. Anyway, let me read on.
It's a gay club.
We'd love to have you come and visit. Of course, we'd reserve the Randy booth for Parsley so he can relive the 1992 glory days. Oh, fuck. I think the perfect time to come would be for the upcoming Omaha Gay Pride Parade. I have written
Never
in the
happened.
Co-coordinators suggesting for you to lead the position to the HIV awareness float. We feel there's no better match for an HIV float than someone who was actually butt-fucked and contracted HIV like Scary Perry.
It'll never happen because I never got that disease. I'll never have that disease. So stop bringing it up.
You die, you get HIV, you can't be a cookie.
I don't have that faggot disease.
Let me just finish this. Please, before there's more Rock Hudsons, Freddie Mercury's, and Perry Caravello's, the Big Three needs to help, and they need to find their way to Omaha, Nebraska. And it's signed, Pat from Nebraska.
No problem,
okay.
I'm not going.
Well, then there is a problem. They want you to go.
Tough.
You know, out of
for a fucking gay event, no way.
No way.
But what if it'll save you?
I'm fine. I don't have no faggot disease called HIV.
But you have a human disease. Here we go. This is from BC James in Downers Grove, Illinois. Dear Dan, I always thought you were a bad guy. I was under the impression that you forced the Italian F word of the show to wear a stupid A-word fanny duffel bag, ride skateboards, and to behave like a moron because it was good for the show. I felt sorry for this dirty piece of S because I thought that Randy Callahan tricked this stupid greaseball into a B-job party because he got in trouble. Boy, was I wrong. Dan, you're a saint for dealing with this moron. Perry lies about everything. Why on earth would Randy be him so Perry can keep his job? Nothing about that makes sense. Perry, why are you committing fake mental ward schemes and fake disability schemes when you're clearly not disabled? Why are you spending money on wraps and taking B-word to dinner when you never repaid Dan the money you borrowed from him?
Maybe
you're daydreaming about letting Dimitri Moreland to bust nut after nut on your forehead at this very moment. You're going to say you aren't, Perry, but you're a liar. Dan,
I'm a liar?
For your own good. Please,
I'll put the picture of my mom's 1970 Cutlass up online.
Perry, he's in trouble. The last guy to do so ended up with his balls on Perry's tonsils and being labeled a rapist. Sincerely, Beefcake James.
I'll put that 1970 Cutlass up on the
What is the matter, Molt? You got to get your shit together. Come on, dude.
I'll put that 1970 Cutlass up online if you want it there.
No. Why would you do that?
Because these fucking assholes think it's all bullshit.
But you've already put it up there. They've already seen it. Dear Scary Perry, Mellow Yellow, soon Omaha is having a gay pride festival.
It's not going to happen. I'm not going. I'm not gay. I'm not a fag.
Yeah, Sal, you mean it.
The Big Three podcast is huge here in Omaha, and there's a listening party at the Manhole. Oh, the same place where that guy was just talking. I think it would be great if Perry would show up and be part of the festivities. We could set up a story time with Perry segment where he tells us the tale of the greatest penetration of all time. When he realized being gay was in his genes and he raped Randy Callahan so he could stay out of trouble. God. The coordinator of the parade owes me a big favor. I was going to use it on a 20-man gangbang, but I can spend it on getting Perry his own float or sexual pleasures. Perry doesn't need to rape people here in Omaha, Nebraska. People say a lot of bad things about Perry, like that he's an intransigent. I don't know what that is. A transient and potentially a transsexual, but I won't go into that right now. We still love him and want him to come up here to Omaha, Nebraska to attend Omaha. Please come to Omaha, Perry. Neil from Omaha. That's funny. They spelled cum with a U.
Why they do that?
Because they're faggots.
Or maybe they're just bad spellers.
Now.
We're not. What's the matter?
If I'm going to show up in some gay pride parade, I'll have my girls with me.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Mr. Gearmaster, where's the funeral going to be?
There isn't one.
Texas.
There is not going to be a funeral.
What?
Yeah, my stepmom says there's no funeral.
They should have a 21-gun salute.
Yeah, they're not doing a funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, read this next letter, please.
Dear Big Three, I'm writing into you this week to try and make some suggestions to help to improve the worst part of the show, Perry's movie time. This segment is just dog-awful, and Perry seems to just pull his review out of his stupid Ginzo A-word. I think one of the main problems is Perry's lack of motivation by not watching movies that he's truly passionate and interested about. Maybe watching The Godfather, Casino, or Goodfellas would perk him up, since those movies are usually about doing coke and kissing grown men on the face and other gay Italian traditions. My other suggestion is that Perry review the 1993 film classic A Perfect World starring Kevin Costner.
I've already got my movie time right in front of me.
Perry would really love
and relate
to the main character of this movie without giving away too much of the plot. It's about a young, naive Navajo boy named Buzz who falls in love with a much older father figure, Butch, played by Kevin Costner, Butch takes Buzz under his wing and shows him the ropes on how to live life as a proud homosexual man. It's almost scary how much his movie resembles the gay shenanigans, relationship struggles, and eventual courtship of Perry and Randy Callahan. And that's why I think that smelly guinea pig.
There's nothing gay about me!
Keep up the great work. Bart! Thanks, Bart.
I didn't hear what you said, Perry.
There's nothing gay about me. I got in trouble back when that fucking event happened.
Can we drop this?
They, why do you, your fucking the fans don't here know come, how to drop this shit.
Billy Bragg. God.
We're just tired of you bragging about this thing.
Tired of you reading these retarded letters about something that happened to me over 20 years ago.
Yeah, but here's Scaremaster. I'm irresistible to dudes. Let me tell you some stories about how irresistible to dudes
Excuse
I am.
Excuse me, dude. If I'm so irresistible to dudes, where's your girlfriends? Where's your wives? When did you ever get married?
I believe he's a little shy when he gets around girls.
Cookie would never be able to go to my wedding now.
By the way, I've never seen you.
All right, let's stop, man.
I've never heard about your girlfriends
you
or with a wife.
I haven't seen you.
You haven't seen me?
Pick up an Us Weekly, dude.
Let me read on. Maybe we'll get to one that you like. Dear Big Three, I've been called one of the best computer hackers in the world today, and I know that I'm good at what I do. Let me read. Now, I've been finding things about your Italian wannabe Javajo gypsy that will ruin him one day. But I'm going to take the week off to let you in on new information that I found out about our little pal. Information that involves frivolous lawsuits, his disability scams, and other lies.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
Go on, Reed. There's no scam about my disability.
Information that involves the frivolous lawsuits, his disability scams, and other lies that he tells so he can stay one step ahead of everyone, hiding his con artist existence. If this rotten hunk of shit hasn't told you as of yet, Perry's father, Sonny Cookie Caramello, passed away on December 12th, 2012.
Why do you keep saying it?
How the hell did he find out?
I don't know. But you know what? I think that's pretty nice.
That is a nice thing.
Let me read on. I think that as Javajo religion calls his passing the birth into the new system of Javajo. Is that what it's called?
No.
But what's it called in Javajo, Scaremaster?
It's not, first off, Javajo. It's Jehovah's Witness. So pronounce it.
Okay,
correctly.
But is it birth into the new system?
What?
Birth into the new system?
My father, like anybody that has already passed, will be resurrected into
I
the
thought
new
that
system.
They,
they'll be resurrected when
But I thought that they collected only a certain few. Oh, well, I don't know. But even though normal society may call his sexual deviant lifestyle that he had during his days as a cook in the Navy, it seems that as if he was given the highest honor a Javajo can be given to one of their drones. It seems that every 1,000 years, the Javajo dog gods on 12-12-12 bring the luckiest drones, or collars as they are called, to heaven to spend an eternity in paradise.
This guy doesn't have a clue on what he's talking about.
This is run almost like a lottery where names of the drones are drawn from a hat and the lucky ones are brought to heaven. So being a decent person, I've taken this week off from my job finding out about Perry. But next week, I promise you, I'm going to make everyone there understand why this guy is a piece of shit. I will find out all information to bring Perry down. And again, I don't think he's ever denied that he was gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, Hugh A. Craig III, Editor-in-Chief of Perry Leaks.
Hugh A. Craig III can do whatever the fuck he wants to do to find out bullshit and fucking try to fuck with me. But he's not going to get any farther than where he's at. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't know. I don't care.
Thank you.
Wow, that's...
That's more appropriate than all the other bullshit about this low life.
Here we go. Let's give this a shot. This is from Back in Black Kennels Incorporated, Reseda 772 to Reseda Boulevard.
What?
What? Mr. Scary Perry, Mr. Scary Perry F. Caravaggio. It says, regarding our newest location, 772 to Reseda Boulevard, plus an
I'm moving from there.
Why? Dear Mr. Caravaggio, I am writing on behalf of my business back in Black Kennels in Los Angeles area's most well-respected high-end canine hot hotel and doggy spa servicing all sides of breeds. We're in the final steps of completing our purchase of the apartment complex located at 7722 Reseda Boulevard from the Villa de la Paloma Rental Corporation. Look, corporate letter. Once this transaction is official, your landlords will announce a change of ownership and they will be instructing all tenants on move-out procedures with a non-negotiable tenant vacancy deadline of December 31st, 2012. Our plan is to convert each of the 7722 Reseda Boulevard units into high-class, elegant penthouse-style kennels designed for Hollywood royalty to house their precious canines for a weekend or more. Pure blissful decadence is up to our client. Quote, we make no bones about it. That's a trademark phrase. Mr. Caravaggio, you're easily 7722 Reseda Boulevard's most famous resident. That's nice. And well, well-known nice. Lover and worshiper of canines from your precious childhood, Mutt Cricket, to the search for friend Mole's lovable Great Dane Terrier mix, Mr. Giant Dog. You have devoted your life kissing at the paws of these majestic, regal animals. We know that you would love nothing more than to spend the rest of your life devoted to the care of these creatures as a true believer of the howly doggy dogma that many of us follow at Bark and Black. Therefore, Bark and Black Kennels is pleased to decree that you will not have to move out. That's nice.
Oh.
Of apartment 102 once we have taken over the deed at 7722 Reseda. Furthermore, you will pay no rent. We only ask that you become full-time caretaker for our guests. You will pamper them, fill their bowls with food and champagne, change their diapers, clean up their mess, and provide relief for the males when in heat. We will even allow you to conduct Jabba worship services with our four-legged guests, once your daily chores are complete. We hope you're as excited about this opportunity as we are. We will be in touch soon for your answer. Looking forward to living and working with you soon. Jim Hound Dog Black, owner and proprietor of Bark and Black Kennels.
That's
legit. Let's look.
I'm moving.
It seems like you're going to get free rent. Why would you move?
I'm moving.
Dude, you love dogs. Why don't you take
them
up?
I'm moving.
How much is your rent now?
Don't worry about it. I'm moving.
Well, you can't tell me how much your rent
is. Yeah, $734.91.
Think about saving that money. You could buy a car with that. All right, let's do another letter. This is the last one. Dear Big Three, my favorite part of the Big Three podcast is when listeners send money in so there can be a trivia competition between Mole and Perry. Don is a perfect host, and if he wasn't one of America's top funny men, I would say that he should consider hosting a game show. He's really that good at it. I also feel bad that Mole dominates in the trivia competition. Well, maybe Perry will fare much better with the one that I'm sending today. Today's trivia subject is Poland or Italy. And there's
nice.
$500 in total prizes. So there's five questions, so each correct answer will pay $100.
Scare Master will win it anyway because I'm just too messed up.
Okay.
And now, here's the host of the Perry Mole Trivia Competition. Give it up for Mr. Trivia himself, funny man Don Barris. Thank you to those of you at home and to those of you here in the studio with us. Now, you know the rules of the Perry Mole Trivia Competition. We have five questions, each question worth $100. Today's subject, Poland or Italy? I wish the best of luck to the both of you, and now let's play the game.
It's hey!
It's your old pal, Don Barris.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good to see you. Hey,
Walter.
We have two contestants here. We have a Meineke muffler shop worker from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How you doing,
now,
man?
It says don't call you by your first name of Walter, but call you Mole.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
And over here we have, from Reseda, California, Scary Perry. Why does that name sound familiar?
Because, number one, I've been your lead act of your show.
Okay, so here we go. The first question. The invasion of Poland by Germany, marking the start of World War II in Europe, happened on this date.
Oh, you know this one. I'll let Scare Master.
What date?
September 1st, 1939.
That's $100 for you.
Oh, Scare Master, come on, dude.
I don't know that date.
Okay. Bumbling Italian explorer Christopher Columbus got lost when trying to find the West Indies. his Italian arrogance showed when he claimed that he discovered America, even though there were people already living there. What was his mother's first name?
Susanna. Susanna Columbus.
Oh, Christ. There you go.
Scaremaster, you know that stuff.
I don't know any of that shit.
Susanna Columbus?
I think
no,
a lot
I never
of people.
Knew that.
You've never heard the poem?
No.
Christopher Columbus sold the sailed the ocean. His mother's name was Susanna or something along those lines. All right, the city of Warsaw is in what country?
Poland. Why would you say any of these, Scaremaster?
Are you even trying?
I don't know any of these answers.
Okay. All right, then try this one. Name the first non-Italian pope in 455 years, and what country did he come from?
Oh, that's Pope Benedict III from Poland.
No, it was Pope John Paul II.
John Paul II, I mean, from Poland.
Okay, sorry. You said the wrong
one. I said the wrong name.
All right, and the last one. According to a poll taken by over 300,000 people in the year 2000, what is considered the greatest contribution of the Italian people?
Pizzas.
Organized crime.
Organized crime is right. Well, I got to tell you, I don't know who sent this money, and he didn't even sign his name, but I thank you. And
do you need to do me a favor, Dan?
What's that?
Hold the money. I can hold the money for you.
Would you take this money, and would you get something? Would you donate it to the Cookie Caramello Memorial Fund for me?
Thank you, Mo. I appreciate it.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, I'll send it to Texas.
I'll take care of it.
You're not sending it to Texas. I'm sending it to Texas.
No, I'm starting my own Cookie Caramello
Memorial Fund.
Memorial Fund. That's right. So if you want to send some money to the Cookie Caramello
Memorial
Fund,
I'd like to give more
Fund,
money to you, Dan. For
send
that.
It to Cookie Caramello Memorial Fund, care of Don Barra, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And what I will do with the money is I will spend it in a way that I think Cookie would have wanted me to.
Yeah, on
all
my
right.
pocketbook.
No,
cookies.
Perry, don't be that way. And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
So you're not going to help me then?
Help you do what?
Finance my life.
Oh, yeah. Let me please do that. Let me please do that.
Come on, you're supposed
what,
to be
what
my
can
boss
I do?
Over here.
You know, I'm not going to help you out with money, but what I will do, it's time for 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Scaremaster, you don't that's, just have to talk about skateboards. You can talk about your
listen,
dad.
Listen, asshole.
You can take the 60
get that out of there.
Remember your dad.
Forget about it. Scaryperryskateboards.com. That's S-C-A-R-Y.
This is your moment to speak to America.
S-C-A-R-Y-P-E-R-Y.
Man.
S-K, the number 8,
and
boards.com.
You know, I think you might be right about this, Mal, because that seems like a nicer thing to do.
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
There's
five decks to purchase, and we got to get those boards sold. I'm selling shirts. I'm not selling boards. We got to get some boards sold. So order skateboard decks.
You're out of shirts? You're
I'm almost out of
we'll
shirts.
Always live it hard.
You know what you could do? You could probably make Cookie Caramello
Memorial
shirts.
You gotta make
it's a waste of money.
Why don't you make Cookie Skateboards?
And that was today's 60 Seconds with Perry. You don't think you can make some money off that?
Why don't you make
no?
Let me ask you this. Why don't you make a cookie-shaped skateboard that's the cookie board?
Why don't you
and
shut
it's
up?
Round, listen. It's big, but it's big. It's for obese kids.
Stupid.
It's not stupid. It's smart.
It's real smart. I don't think it's stupid.
It's a round skateboard.
It's a round skateboard
wait a
for
minute.
Fat kids.
Was that a phone call coming in? Could you please send that through for us, please?
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all ships at sea.
Hello, Mr. Adams. Hey, Mr. Adams.
Listen, before we go any further, I must first apologize for stealing Walter away from you last week. It couldn't be helped.
Yeah, he told us you had to have him help you put on those skinny jeans.
Walter, I thought we'd said no snitching.
I'm sorry, I can't deal with this right now.
My stars, what on earth is the problem, loves?
You
oh,
tell
Walter's,
Perry.
Walter's
tell
crying dad about died. My dad passing away.
Oh, good Lord, no. Oh, no, Scarmaster, my deepest sympathies.
Thank you.
And listen, if you need a shoulder to cry on, I'd love to have you over to the hot tub for some tea and sympathy.
Oh, that's really nice of you, Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams, I'm not that kind of guy.
Listen. May I ask, where will this ceremony for his passing be held?
Texas, Mr. Adams.
Texas.
Hook 'em horns. Lovely. Listen, I should very much like to be there. Maybe I can say a few words.
There's not going to be a ceremony.
Well, let's at least let him hear what he had to say about it.
All right, what if I were to say something like, the stars are not wanted now. Put out everyone. Pack up the moon and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean and sweep up the wood. Cookie is gone. Gone for good.
Listen to Mole.
Listen, may I make one observation?
Please do.
Sad that in the same week we lose both Hostess Twinkies and Cookie Caramello. Quite a blow to the world's sweet tooth.
Yeah. When did,
maybe a joke would cheer up the world. Why don't you tell a joke?
You know what, Walter? You're quite right. In honor of the man himself and the holidays, may I ask you all, what it was that the gingerbread man put on his bed?
A cookie sheet.
Walter, do pull yourself together, love. Toodles all, and may Cookie rest in cookie pieces. Love.
Thank you.
See you later, Mr. Adams.
It's a goodie
Bye.
Sheet.
Thank you.
Cookie sheet, because wow, it's a gingerbread
man. That's really
man.
Nice of him.
It was.
It's really, really nice of
it
him.
It was. Let me ask you something here, boss.
Me?
Yeah, you over there.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Scary Perry's Movie Time?
Well, the boss is upstairs. Didn't want it.
No, I don't know. You know what? I'll tell you something.
What?
We end up going to Sundance. That's going to be the hottest thing in town. Jake UA is hooking Scaremaster up with one of the hottest.
When is that? That we go to? It's January, the middle of January.
Middle
but
of January.
It's
January. Nick was saying from the 17th to the 27th.
No, no way, dude. I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I got stuff. I can go on the weekend, but
I can't.
I can
go on the weekend. I can go Saturday.
I might be able to go Friday.
Friday night, maybe.
Friday night, Saturday, maybe Sunday morning.
And
Sunday
back
morning
Sunday?
Coming down. Hey, by the way, maybe we should find out exactly what the date is, and by next week make an announcement that we are going to Sundance, and we're doing a midnight podcast.
Saturday night midnight podcast from Sundance. Sunday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday,
Cookie's
Sunday.
Gone. Cookie's gone.
Take it easy.
Cookie's gone.
If I can't do the Perry's
do the movie
time, here's my movie time.
Should we do the movie time?
Definitely.
Darn.
All right. Going up against the bosses upstairs, it's time once again for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Tonight's movie time at Scary Perry's Movie... blah, blah, blah. Tonight's Scary Perry's Movie Time. The movie I reviewed this week is Batman's The Dark Knight Rises. Starring Christian Bale, Michael Caine, Gary Oldman, Anne Hathaway, Tom Hardy, Marion Cotillard, and Joseph Goddard, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and of course, the last but not least,
Batman.
Morgan Freeman. The release of this movie was in December of 2012. Anne Hathaway starring as Catwoman.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Selena...
Why did you mention Morgan Freeman last? Because he's
because
black?
Because Morgan Freeman's last name... Morgan Freeman was the last name on the DVD.
Yeah, but the but it came out December 2012, like right now?
No. Yeah, it came out this month.
No, it didn't. You're talking about the DVD.
Yeah, the DVD came out
well,
this month.
Well, but you're talking about the movie.
The DVD came
okay,
out this
Okay, but you're
month.
Reviewing
yeah,
the
but
movie.
But you're talking about, like,
I'm
when
reviewing
did the movie,
the
movie. Come out?
This
you're
is why the bosses
DVD.
Upstairs don't like what you do.
Tough shit.
And that's the way you respect them?
Yeah, because they're a bunch
so
of...
So what happened with Batman?
Batman got into a conflict with a guy by the name of Bane. But it starts out the release of... Okay. It starts out where Anne Hathaway as Catwoman, or as Catwoman's name is Selina Kyle, she goes into this office and steals Bruce Wayne's fingerprints, or purchases them for a guy by the name of Bane.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm falling asleep, dude.
Let me ask him, why is there such backlash against Anne Hathaway? Why does everyone hate her so much?
Do they really?
I don't hate her.
I think she's
awesome.
Very talented.
She's
very
unbelievably talented.
No, people
talented.
Got like a real hard-on for her, they say.
Is that true?
Yeah, the internet trolls and stuff and Scaremaster.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Like she seems unapproachable, but she's really talented. You know,
she's extremely talented.
Singer, right. She's beautiful.
She's a great actress, everything.
Yeah, she's pretty good on SNL.
I'll tell you this, if I may say this.
She's welcome on the podcast anytime.
That's an open invitation to Anne Hathaway.
An open invite.
But I will say this, I really believe this in my heart. She's a pretty girl, but not as pretty as Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, let me get back to the reading of this here. Okay, Michael Caine as Alfred gave Master Wayne a speech. Catwoman had a meeting with some crook. She gave him fingerprints. And
I like about the movie is the action.
The shit hit the fan. Because he uses a cell phone that was traced to where they were. Now the actor playing Robin meets Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne, who took the fall for Dent's murder. Catwoman stole Bruce Wayne's Lamborghini. Before that, she stole a purple necklace out of Bruce Wayne's safe. Now Bruce Wayne is having a meeting with Morgan Freeman.
I got to tell you, I think we found Chris Nolan's replacement right here. I think Scaremaster, would you consider directing the next Batman movie if they would let you?
If they would let me.
You think they'd
now
let
Morgan
you?
Wait
a minute. Do you think they'd let you?
Nope. Now Morgan.
Well, what if they heard
Bruce,
this? What if they heard how he's
well,
able to
let
capture
them hear this, and let's see what happens.
Well, you're able to capture the spirit of it pretty
now
amazingly.
Shows
slow
Bruce
up.
Wayne
listen to
show.
What they're saying.
It's just
to
action.
You.
It's just rocking.
We're just talking.
Thing,
you can't talk over people. You stop if someone's talking about something you said.
Talks over me every time.
What did I do?
Speaking.
He's trying
what
to.
What did
tell
I do? What did I do? You open your fucking mouth. That's what you did.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Go ahead. Go ahead. What's the question, Mole?
What do you think Cookie's doing in heaven right now? What happens in Javajo heaven?
Do you think Cookie's up there with Nathaniel? Apologizing?
Yep.
Nathaniel who?
Oh, really? So you never, when you were there.
I don't know who Nathaniel is.
Man. Should have asked him if he would have given God forgiveness.
No, wait a second. When did your dad pass away?
12/12/12.
Okay. Is this a Mayan thing? You think it's a Mayan thing?
Mayan? What the fuck is he talking about?
Into the world stuff. Listen, let me ask you a question then. He was in Texas. Where were you?
Oh.
I woke up.
Where?
In my apartment.
Did you black out?
No. I was glad to hear that he passed. So he's no longer in pain.
Is there anybody here in town that saw you during that time? Like from December 11th, maybe the 10th, the 11th, the 12th. Is there anybody that could verify that you were here in town?
My cousin?
When did you see him?
I don't remember the dates.
Let's try to get a timeline.
Yeah, because if you're absent before I'm
always absent. I'm even here
all right,
and I'm absent.
Let's try to figure out when you saw your cousin. You're going to need an alibi for this.
What? An alibi for what?
The last one was Eric.
You know, fucker, shove it up your ass. Shove it up your fucking ass.
Why are you saying that?
Wow.
The last one was Eric. I didn't kill anybody. I left the mountain. I was on the phone with Eric.
You seem to have this story well rehearsed. That's all I'm saying. It's always
well
exactly,
rehearsed.
Yeah, like you've gone through this in your mind and you've said it over and over again.
Said what over and over again?
Forget. Let's just move on. You know what? Let's get to your sexcapades. This is like one of the hottest moments during the show. This is Perry's sexcapades.
Maybe please try to work your dad in somewhere.
There's no need to work my dad into my sexcapades, you fucking
Well, you
nut.
Could say he saw you. You had to wait for your dad
like
to
he
leave.
He was my inspiration when I was making love to these ladies. I was thinking it about would, my...
You know what, Perry, can I say something? It would be a real tribute if you mentioned your dad during sexcapades like he was part of it. It's not a big deal. Just go with it.
He was like your spirit guide. Your sex spirit guide.
Okay, it's time once again for Perry's sexcapades.
All right, this goes back to 1992 when I knew a woman from Glendale Community College by the name of Jessica Saline. When I was
like
doing...
Like the fluid?
No, Saline, like the race car from Ford Mustang. Mustang Saline?
Nope, don't know them.
You never heard of the Salines?
Sounds Anyhow. Like something you made up.
I know Sizzling.
Oh, shut up.
Sizzling, the bacon?
Don't bring home the bacon. Bring home the sizzling.
Shut up, fuckface. This is my time, not yours. All right, now when I was doing community service for the courts, I got in trouble in Canoga Park High School for walking into the girls' locker room to clean. Also,
can I just ask one real quick? Hey, Perry, excuse me for a sec.
No, I'm not going to fucking
I'm having a hard time following the story. You keep getting off subject.
Because you keep trying to get my dad involved.
He's gone. He's gone.
All right, I also handed this chick my business card when I was an auto detailer, when I had my auto detailing company. She looked at me and my.
Can you answer
and
my question?
Must have thought,
you wait
are
a minute,
you
Perry.
A fucking desperate... Are you so desperate to get some fucking pussy that you have to go into a girl's locker room?
All right, Perry.
What a jerk.
Perry, stop. I'm trying to ask a question about this.
Okay, what a jerk.
You were working...
As a community service for the courts.
Why were you doing... Oh, what did you do?
I got a ticket.
And so
what did you do? Public urination?
Public what?
I don't know. Exposing yourself, lewd conduct, what?
I got a ticket. Traffic ticket.
All right, I don't know.
And for what?
Most of your tickets are lewd conduct.
Probably all my tickets are for speeding. When I was working for the family's...
Some people may have missed the fact that you were working community service when all this happened.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure they know.
Continue
on.
Excuse me. They transferred me from Glendale... One more time. They transferred me from Canoga Park High School to the Glendale Community College, where I completed my community service. But while I was at the Glendale Community College, I met this Iranian chick that had a set of titties that were 40 double D.
Here we go.
On a chick that stood 5'5". Now you remember this girl from. From the comedy store in Westwood. She came in there with me twice.
Oh, is that the girl that said I'm Perry's friend and I was really nice to her and I asked her if she wanted pizza and I walked her upstairs? As I was walking her upstairs, she kind of kicked her shoe, threw it at me, kind of put her foot on my crotch area. I started biting her neck.
I think that was her, yeah.
And then I was like playing with her nipples through her dress. She was wearing a sundress, I think. Could that be possible?
That might be her.
Nice, super nice nipples.
Big tits. Big.
Big tits.
Big
yeah.
tits.
Oh, yeah, I remember
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's her.
Go on.
That's her. Okay. Okay, now, watching her run is kind of funny, but fucking her is even better.
Yeah.
She was hairy until I got a hold of her. I taught her to shave her pussy. She already knew how to shave under her arms, but I was good there. Anyway, yeah, I was good there. So she was kind of an athletic chick, but she did have a fit body. I had her with me one time at the Westwood Comedy Store. From there, we went back to the UCLA dorms to her girlfriend's place. Getting her undressed was great. From this night...
What, it was great?
Yeah, it was great getting her undressed.
Why?
This night was... Because, my God, fucking this was a prize package. The difference between her and my old penthouse girlfriend, Linda Johnson, was her cans. Jessica's cans, when she laid down on the bed, her cans went plop. Linda's cans, when she would lay down, stood straight there because they were, you know, man-made cans. You know, the...
You love tits.
I love big...
But mostly, you like the man-made ones.
I love those breast implants, man.
Do you really?
Love breast implants. They stand still.
Let's say you had two girls, both double Ds. Both of them were saying, Scaremaster, can you feel my titties? Can you titty fuck me? Things like that. Now, one, you can only choose one. One has natural breasts, one has the big fake titties. Which one do you go with?
Fake.
Really? Why?
Because, it depends on which, now I'm thinking of two girls. I'll take Linda over Ava. No, I'm just kidding. No, but, I like them there rather than I have to keep moving them.
Can you please try to bring Cookie into this?
No.
You would have loved it. You would have loved it.
Why can't you do that? That's all we asked. It's a tribute.
Well, because my dad always got big. Well, now, wait a second. Now, my dad married Miss El Segundo for a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah, he had Miss El Segundo. She was a hot piece of ass.
Let me ask you this.
And her two daughters were also hot pieces of ass, too.
So she was your stepmom.
Yeah, for a little while.
Your dad was married to Miss El Segundo?
Yeah, for a short period.
What was her name?
What was her name?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Did you ever have fantasies about her?
She called me up one time after my dad left her.
Uh-oh.
And tried to turn me on.
How'd she do that?
Oh, she's asking about... she gave me a remark about, oh, your dad's got such a small dick.
Remembering Cookie.
I all of a sudden came back to her and I says, what? You want me to come over and fuck you? And then I hung up.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you see if she would have? That would have won you would have had on your dad the rest of his life. Till December 12th.
Yeah, fucking my stepmom.
Yeah.
Rather fuck her daughter.
What'd they look like?
Two real cute.
All right, let's finish this thing. It's going way long.
So now her cantaloupes, ATE titties, were so big and natural that they just flopped on the bed. When the bra came off, Linda stayed still. I miss Linda, but I'm happy for her. If she found the right man to marry back in Florida, back to Jessica, and on the dorm cot. I came like a rocket ship and fell asleep. Jessica and I both fell asleep together. because when I woke up at 5 a.m. the next morning, I said, oh, shit, I got to get to the print shop by 8. I got to get out of here. My aunt will kill me. And then I left. I'm back home.
Did you ever see her again?
I think I saw her. How long was I with Jessica? Till I think August or September of that year. And then I forgot the reason why we stopped seeing each other.
Probably because you're crazy?
Possibly. That might have a bit to do with it.
Okay. My patients are really wearing thin with you. I don't know.
My patients are thin with this motherfucker.
Right, I don't know if I want to go to Sundance in mid-January to the Sundance Film Festival and do our midnight shows.
What?
I won't go either if this guy's going to act the way he does to me.
Okay, then don't.
What did I do?
What did I do? You always talk over me every time I'm trying to do my bit.
I'm trying to make a tribute to one great man who happens also to be your dad.
Thank you. I appreciate that, but... When I'm talking,
when I'm trying to say something nice about Cookie Caramelli, and you're going to jump all over me.
I'll jump all over your stupid ass when you butt me.
Okay, let's stop. Both you guys, stop.
The holiest of holy days.
Let's stop, guys. It's time that we do the best thing we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing I like to call mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play here on the show. It involves mole, that's why it's called mole play. And what mole does is this. He sets up a scenario. making a scene, writes it in his own head. Then he casts that scene. He then goes on to direct the scene and tell us what we have to do. What are you doing?
Moving over there.
Yeah, you may as well.
Do you want me to or not?
Sure, yeah, do it.
Hurry up.
Okay.
This Perry moving over to the other couch is brought to you by What the Huck. Dan, tell us about What the Huck.
If you like fine Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. Located here in West Hollywood, California, it's a takeout place with a new service. Perry's no longer allowed to take craps in the bathroom, so feel free to come in and have some fine Thai cuisine at What the Huck. That's 323-654-7952. What is that number, Perry?
323-654-9752.
7952. That's What the Huck.
What the Huck.
All right, let's get back to mole play.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, all we know about Cookie Caramelli now is that he's dead, but he's the greatest American hero ever. And ladies and gentlemen,
thank you so much.
He's up there in heaven. And he's up there with now he's up there hanging out with Nathaniel, who also have been killed by Scaremaster. And what's happened with them? Who can tell? Can we do Javajo Heaven?
I don't know. I don't think he's in Javajo Heaven.
No, because he's not there.
Okay, in regular heaven. Yeah. Regular heaven.
Real heaven.
Real heaven.
He's a Catholic.
Regular heaven, not Javajo Heaven. Javajo Heaven. But he's up there right now looking down at this podcast and looking down at his boy Scaremaster, and Scaremaster's looking up at him. He's looking up at the sky. And he's looking down at his boy, and Scaremaster's looking up at his dad. And Dan,
yes.
You play, I want you to be Cookie Caramelli up in the clouds, looking down at Scaremaster in the podcast. Scaremaster, you play Scaremaster looking up at the clouds and talking to your dad. Moleplay.
Okay, wait, before you get to Moleplay, before you call it, let's do this.
How
really
can we well, both Perry, play Perry, me?
No, I'm playing your father.
Oh, okay.
You're playing you. Okay. And here's what I suggest. Take this very seriously. No joking around.
Yeah.
Let's not play it for the funny. Let's play it for being real and how you feel.
Okay.
Yeah, mole play, dude.
Well, you know, I'm glad he's
you're talking. Wait. You're talking to him.
Hold on. Scaremaster is out walking through a field looking up at the clouds.
Yeah.
And look up the clouds. Okay. When a light comes out of a cloud and a voice comes out of the cloud, and the voice is Cookie Caramelli. Dan, you're Cookie Caramelli. Scaremaster, you're Scaremaster Dan Mopai.
Oh, Perry. Perry.
Yes.
It's sunny.
Hey, Dad. How could you be talking to me from over there?
I never got a chance to say goodbye.
Well.
Is there anything you want to say to me?
I'm glad that you're gone because you were in so much pain with your legs, with the surgery, with the heart surgery and the...
But what about your neck surgery? You were in pain too.
Yeah, but it's nothing like what you went through, my God. With the vein replacement of your heart.
That smarted for a while.
Yeah, took a lot out of you.
I'm real proud of you.
Thank you. Thankful to have you as a father. Very proud of the things that you accomplished in life too.
I sometimes didn't think I was a good dad. The embarrassment I caused you because of the whole Navy thing and what I stood for.
There's nothing embarrassing.
But it was just. I just wanted to tell you, I was very proud of you when you did the movie Windy City Heat.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure when I was younger that I would make it in Hollywood. I always said in high school that I was going to make it big. And everybody just looked at me like, yeah, right. So I was either going to make it big as a professional skateboarder, which of course never happened because of my auto accident. And I thank you for coming to California. Thank you for coming out right when you found out. Help Mom out. You know, when I was in the hospital, laying in that bed near, in a coma near death, it was very hard. And, you know, at least I'm alive and able to tell the story and be able to come back and be thankful for everything that that God has given me. And
that's Moplay.
Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay.
Oh my God!
Pay me and let me out of here.
You are an incredible actor.
Oh, Perry.
You,
Perry.
Scare
can
master.
I say one thing? I'm very glad I saw that. It showed that you're a human. Come here. Give me a hug, buddy. Are you all right? Are you all right?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be okay.
When you left that phone message, I thought that you were kind of like, almost like, hey,
it's over.
It's the best thing.
It felt good.
I'm glad you shared that with us. Glad you shared it with the audience. No joke right there. That was beautiful. My buddy, the Scaremaster. You all right, buddy?
I'll be fine.
Scaremaster, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about your dad?
Yeah, one memory that's really kind of good.
One favorite thing about my dad? He was good to people. He was good to people.
Well, so are you, buddy.
He always liked to help out people when they had a situation.
You get that from him.
Thank you.
Is that why you helped him out with the eyes?
Yeah.
Is that why you donated that $2,500 to Sandy Relief? Come on, Scaremaster. All your money, the $1 billion to Sandy Relief?
Oh, yeah. To my,
that was $25.
$25 to the Sandy.
Actually,
that was all,
you know what? Can I say one thing?
My account at the time.
Can I say one thing?
It was all the
money. The truth
in my
of the
account.
Matter, you didn't give any money, right?
$25.
Perry? Really?
$25. That was all that was in my account at the time, and that was all I was able to afford. Gave it all over. Thank you.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, on Twitter, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1.
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And Mole, you have a Twitter account now.
How do you reach me on Facebook?
The Real Molinsky.
Yeah, that was after UA Craig the Third took your Simply Dan 2. If you want to get in touch with us on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry's at Perry F. Caravello. That's KARVELLO.
The other one
Mole
is
at Walter Molinansky. Don't forget Tim Propedic at Tim Propedic. John Quincy Adams is at JQA. JQA Productions.
My other Facebook
also
account.
Don't forget, every night I'm at the world famous comedy store. I close out the show. Come and see me.
Where did you get
my
that
other
gig?
I've been doing it for a while now. By the way,
sweet, congratulations, dude.
Thank you. But you know what's like kind of good? I'm doing another podcast with the Ding Dong Show through Death Squad. That's Joe Rogan's network, and Red Band runs it. So every Monday night, come down and watch the Ding Dong Show. Watch us film a podcast. Anything anybody else want to say before we go? Then put her there. Big three. Goodbye.
Good
See
night.
You, Cookie. Rest in peace.
Thank you.